and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, the incredible!
Ladies and gentlemen, so are you ready
for your show?
Hola, baby! Soy little Steven. Bienvenido a Little Steven's Underground Garage and Rock FM.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Buenas noches, familia. Soy Carlos Medina, nuevamente dispuesto para acompañarte a lo largo del Underground Garage de esta noche. Disfrutaremos al son que nos marque Little Steven, que ya te adelanto, hoy viene Guerrero. De hecho, comenzaremos el show con un resumen del texto clásico de Thomas Paine, Sentido Común. Se trata de un ensayo publicado en 1776 que ejerció gran influencia en la opinión pública durante la Guerra de Independencia Americana. Se presentaba toda una argumentación contra el dominio británico que caló hondo en la ciudadanía estadounidense de la época. Pero antes de entrar en materia, es absolutamente necesario comenzar el show con música. Suenan Searchers, When You Walk in the Room, para dar las buenas noches a Little Steven. Arranca el Underground Garage aquí en Rock FM.
I can feel a new expression on my face. I can feel a growing sensation taking place. I can hear the guitars play lovely tunes every time that you walk in the room. I close my eyes for a second and pretend it's me you want. Shalom. I see a summer's night with a magic moon. Every time that you walk in the room, baby, it's a dream come true. Walking right alongside of you. Wish I could tell you how I care, but I only have the nerve to stay.
Some writers have so confused society with government that they leave little or no distinction between them. Actually, they are not only different, but have different origins. Society is produced by our wants, government by our wickedness. Society promotes our happiness positively by uniting our affections, government negatively by restraining our vices. Society encourages common ground, government creates distinctions. Society is a patron, government a punisher. In every state, society is a blessing, but government, even in its best state, is a necessary evil, and in its worst state, intolerable. For when we suffer, or are exposed to the same miseries by a government that we might expect in a country without a government, our calamity is heightened by reflecting that we furnish the means by which we suffer. Government, like clothes, is a badge of lost innocence. The palaces of kings are built on the ruins of paradise. Thomas Paine, Common Sense, 1776.
Fascist regime, it made you immortal.
This is Sean Bonniewell of The Music Machine, and you're listening to Little Steven's Underground Garage.
Yeah. Grandma, your life for English.
English? Who needs that? I'm never going to England. Come on, let's go smoke.
Church was putting us down a little, and we were Protestants. And they kept bugging us, and they stopped. Where are you going? What do you got under your cloak there? A Bible, just as I thought. Give us that Bible. You can't, it's mine. Not your Bible. You go into the joint, mop and put away. So he said, well, we had these meetings and said, look, let's get together. They're going beyond the scope of this examination. They will stop us for Bibles, and now they go to drink our whiskey and come to the house the next day. Let's get out of this country. And let's go to America, a country where we can be disgusting and do disgusting shows, and no one can stop us. We'll enjoy that right. We can be this disgusting. We can go in front of a synagogue and sing about pork. And no Jew or Muslim or vegetarian can stop us.
It's nice that I can trust you with my secrets. Reputation for discretion is well known, and I appreciate the glimpse into your mystery. Tell me just one thing, then you're on your own. Am I still penciled in on your calendar? I call, but you got nothing to say.
close to my vest when the table got kicked over. It's what you wanted, but your mouth said nothing, your eyes even less. Now even your carrier pigeons have been picked off by the vultures. There's only one thing left for you to confess.
Welcome to the Underground Garage. We started the show off with The Searchers, When You Walk in the Room, written by Jackie DeShannon, produced by Tony Hatch. God Save the Queen was the Sex Pistols from their only album, Never Mind the Bollocks, Here's the Sex Pistols, written by the band and produced by Chris Thomas and Bill Price. A classic garage nugget out of L.A., Talk Talk by The Music Machine. The band that wore one black glove, had black girlfriends, and were radical for 1966, baby. Talk Talk, written by Sean Bonniewell. Ron Edgar playing those very cool drum parts.
Here For You, brand new from Brian Ray, from the Bayonets, yes, and Paul McCartney's band. Very cool stuff. He wrote it and he produced it. Get it from wickedcoolrecords.com.
The Duchess of Garage Rock, Paula Pierce. Rock and roll lost a lot when we lost her. The Pandoras was the band. It's About Time is the track. It is now on the Children of Nuggets collection. Hopefully you got that by now.
St. Valentine's Day. Little Steven and the Disciples of Soul. The new album is Soulfire, coming in May or so.
It's all about common sense this week, baby. There's only one problem with common sense. It's just not that common.
Sigues en Rock FM escuchando el Underground Garage de Little Steven. El próximo jueves cumplirá 75 años Mark Lindsay, cantante del grupo Paul Rivery and the Riders, quienes tuvieron un éxito notable a mediados de los 60 y principios de los años 70. Lindsay se unió a Paul Rivery en la banda de este, llamada por aquel entonces The Downbeats. Fueron la primera banda de rock and roll que fichó el sello discográfico Columbia y hoy por hoy también una de las bandas clásicas del Underground Garage aquí de Rock FM. Pero sobre todo, casi mejor que te lo cuente Little Steven, que es quien sabe realmente de la materia y de esta banda, una de sus favoritas. Dale, maestro.
Freddie Chapman and the Idaho Playboys may not be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but the kid that sang with them certainly should be. His name is Mark Lindsay, and he and the piano player, whose name was, and you can't make this up, Revere Dick, Yes, he should have been doing porno flicks. They formed a band called the Downbeats. They got so popular, a record deal was offered from Gardenia Records. The owner, John Gus, luckily for all concerned, noticed that Revere was Mr. Dick's middle name. And why not use his first name, which conveniently happened to be Paul, and call it Paul Revere and the Knight Riders? A second thought made it Paul Revere and the Raiders, but after an instrumental hit in 1961, which we are listening to right now in the background, Paul Revere got drafted, and not by the colonial militia either. 2 years later, they would reorganize in the state of Washington, where Paul was assigned, just in time to help invent garage rock with the Wailers, the King's Men, the Ventures, and the Sonics. They were the first rock and roll band signed to Columbia Records. Dion was the first solo rock guy signed. And they cut Louie Louie the week before the King's Men, both using the Wailers arrangement. As we know now, the King's Men had the national hit, but the Raiders' Revolutionary War uniforms helped grab the attention of Dick Clark, who was starting a new 5 days a week after-school series called Where the Action Is. The show premiered June 27, 1965. Their Columbia debut hit the charts a month later, and that was it. Steppin' Out, Just Like Me, Kicks, Hungry, Good Thing, Him or Me, all classic records produced and some co-written by producer Terry Melcher. But the band didn't weather the change too well, as rock and roll became the art form of rock. They were built for pop success, with the uniforms and their attitude, and even another TV show, Happening 68, couldn't fight a music culture rejecting all bands with hit singles as irrelevant. But we know better now, don't we? Yes, we appreciate the post-67 art form of rock records, but we have a much clearer perspective now as to what is worth our attention. It's always a matter of taste, of course, but in terms of pure craft, the jury is in. We know now it's more difficult to write Louie Louie than Sgt. Pepper. The entirety of Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon is far easier to write than Gloria. And no matter how personally expressive or emotionally meaningful an art form of rock record may be, there is no higher evolution of the form than a 2.5-minute pop rock hit single.
There's a revolution going on at your record store. And here's the big hit sound that's making it happen, baby. Paul Revere and the Raiders featuring Mark Lindsay with the song that's happening all over the country. the hit that kicks off the excitement in their sensational new Columbia album, Revolution. And there's more, baby, plenty more. Dig this.
Toes, and he's my backwoods Romeo down a dirt road.
started with Paul Revere and the Raiders. Fantastic band. Absolutely deserved to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and probably will never be, because they wore Revolutionary War uniforms. And in the eyes of some politically correct individuals, that ain't cool, you see. But we know better, don't we? Stepping Out was the first single that made some noise on Columbia, and will be followed by the one that broke them, Just Like Me, written by Paul Revere and Mark Lindsay and produced by Terry Melcher, and they played on their own records until later.
Dirt Road was Southern Culture on the skids. Mary Huff and Rick Miller wrote it, and they both sing it, and Rick co-produced it with Mark Williams. Get it from SCOTS.com.
The Boy with the Beetle Hair was the Swans. Actually, Kenny Gamble, Billy Jackson, Joe Renzetti, Jerry Ross, and Roy Buchanan on guitar. At a Cameo Parkway, 1864.
Jake Clemens with All Undone. His new album is Fear and Love, co-produced with Robert Swinehart, and you can get it from jakeclemens.com.
And Gary Lewis and the Playboys, 1965. She's Just My Style, written by Snuff Garrett, who produced it, and co-written by Leon Russell and Gary Lewis and Al Capps. Fun stuff, right? That's what common sense tells me. We'll be right back.
Estás escuchando el Underground Garage de Little Steven aquí en Rock FM. Esta noche, el guitarrista de Springsteen quiere recordar al señor Bill Graham, una pieza importante dentro de la historia del rock, concretamente en directo. Wolf Wolodia, que era su nombre original, nació en Berlín en 1931 y junto a su familia emigró a Rusia huyendo del nazismo. Bill Graham consiguió llegar a Estados Unidos, donde vivió en el Bronx, en la ciudad de Nueva York. Allí tuvo que trabajar su acento neoyorquino, puesto que le tildaban de nazi por su acento alemán. Paradojas de la vida. Cambió su nombre y llegó a alistarse en la Armada en 1951. Su carrera como promotor de conciertos llegó cuando se mudó a San Francisco. Allí conoció a un grupo de teatro que andaba a vueltas con la policía por sus actuaciones en directo. Y es que en varias ocasiones fueron tildadas o etiquetadas como obscenas. Graham organizó un concierto para costear los gastos del juicio contra el grupo. Y cuando vio el éxito de aquella convocatoria, se dio cuenta de la oportunidad de negocio que suponía la música y los eventos en directo. El momento cumbre de la carrera de Bill Graham llegó cuando se hizo cargo de los conciertos de apertura y cierre del Auditorio Fillmore de San Francisco, un auténtico clásico. Allí actuaron, para que te hagas un poco una idea, artistas como The Who, Jefferson Airplane, Janis Joplin, Led Zeppelin y otros muchos de los grandes grupos de rock de la historia. Pero no me enrollo más, que el que sabe de todo esto es el señor Little Steven.
Bill Graham opened Fillmore East in March of 1968. His Fillmore West in San Francisco was the most important venue in town, and Fillmore East would change the experience of live rock and roll forever for those of us lucky enough to visit. Bill Graham was born Wolfgang Wajunka in Berlin to Russian Jewish parents. He escaped the Nazis and was placed in a foster home in the Bronx. He'd serve in the Korean War, winning a Bronze Star and a Purple Heart, and returned to work as a maitre d' and waiter in the Catskill Mountain Resorts in upstate New York. A free concert in Golden Gate Park while visiting his sister in Frisco made him want to be a promoter. He would become the most famous rock promoter in the country and produce the greatest rock shows in history by a combination of good taste, idealism, and brute force. He could be the sweetest, funniest guy in the world one minute and the most frightening, violent bully the next. We'd lose him in a helicopter crash in 1991. It was such a thrill every week to go to the Palatial Fillmore's 1,500 seats or so to see the best bands in the world, a cartoon, hip commentary, and the Joshua Light Show. It was very different from the college cafeterias and ice skating rinks, places like that, where we saw most rock and roll shows. Bill closed it down June 27, 1971, because of agents starting to package shows, daring to tell him who should be an opening act and who should be a closer. But in its heyday, everybody played there. That's where we saw The Who, Jefferson Airplane, Big Brother and the Holding Company, Santana, the Allman Brothers, Jimi Hendrix, Albert King, Miles Davis, and Procol Harum. Three at a time for $6 or less.
Thank you. personal cleanliness can make a difference in how you feel because it makes so much difference in how others feel about you. No matter how smart or strong or good you are, it takes time for other people to find it out. In the meantime, all that those around you have to judge you by is what they can see and hear and smell.
2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Of misplaced rage. Name your cliche. Mother held him too much or not enough. Last picked at kickball, late night sneaky uncle, whatever. Now he's so angry, moments of levity actually cause him pain. Gives him headaches. Happiness for that gentleman hurts.
What's wrong with him?
My first thought would be a lot.
Country.
This is Tom Petty, and you're listening to Little Steven's Underground Garage, and it's time to hit it loud.
Tell you
criticize. I feel I'm nothing in your eyes. It makes me feel like giving up, because my best just ain't good enough. Girl, I want to provide for you and do all the things that you want me to. But oh, oh no, don't bring me down, I'll beg you, darling. Oh, oh no, don't bring me down. Sacrifices, how I make. I'm ready to give as well as take. One thing I need is your respect. One thing I can't take is your neglect. More than anything, I need your love. Them troubles are easy to rise above. I'm nothing in your eyes. It makes me feel like giving up, because my best just ain't good enough. Girl, I want to provide for you and do all the things that you want me to. But
we started with my favorite Procol Harum track, The Devil Came from Kansas, from my favorite Procol Harum album, A Salty Dog, the third. Fantastic stuff written by Gary Brooker and Keith Reed and produced by Matthew Fisher. Gary Sagan played piano, Matthew the organ, Robin Trower, that fantastic guitar, Dave Knights on bass, and B.J. Wilson. Those very cool drums. They should obviously be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame also. Barracuda was DMZ. Yes, you recognize Jeff Conley on vocals. Mono Man. DMZ, a legendary garage band from Boston. Craig Leon doing the producing. And Ed Cobb, the legendary Ed Cobb, writing that song. It was on Greg Shaw's Vox label, 1981. Classic garage right there. Out of Gainesville, Florida, came Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. The other Heartbreakers. The Damage You've Done from Let Me Up, I've Had Enough, 1987. Written by Tom and produced by Tom and Mikey Campbell, the guitar player. And joined by Ben Montench on keyboards, Howie Epstein on bass, and Stan Lynch on drums. I Want to Destroy You. Robin Hitchcock and the Soft Boys out of Cambridge, England. I Want to Destroy You, produced by Pat Collier, by the way. Don't Bring Me Down was The Animals. The second Animals, and I believe covered by Tom Petty along the way. I remember seeing him do it live anyway. Not sure whether he actually recorded it or not. Eric Burdon with Dave Roberry, who had replaced Alan Price early on. Hilton Valentine still there for a minute. Chaz Chandler still there for a minute on bass. Our format is the coolest rock and roll records ever made, and we got a few left. Come on back.
Llegamos al clásico por excelencia del Underground Garage aquí en Rock FM. Esta noche Little Steven nos propone a una banda australiana como protagonistas de la canción más chula de la semana. Y no, no son AC/DC. Recibimos a Hoodoo Gurus presentando la canción Cracking Up aquí en Rock FM. Dale, Little.
You know what that sound means. Take out your phone, open up the Shazam app, and Shazam us right now. So before we play you this week's coolest song in the world, a little disclaimer is appropriate. I missed the 80s. I was really too busy working to pay much attention and never listened to the radio, really. So I'm always trying to catch up to that decade. So being in Australia, as we record this, I went and saw the Hoodoo Gurus the other night, who don't tour quite as much as they used to. So we were lucky to catch a gig. And they were just fantastic. So we're going to be adding a bunch of stuff to our playlist. And we're going to treat their latest album as a new album. So, our coolest song in the world this week comes from the rock and roll capital of the world, Sydney, Australia. Please welcome back to the Underground Garage stage, the Hoodoo Gurus.
Yeah. Frankenstein, dear friends of mine, can you tell us what your first official acts will be?
I plan to pension off the secret police, restore free elections, end minority privilege, and move the seat of government back to New Los Angeles. The country has been governed from abroad long enough.
Mr. President Frankenstein, is it true that you are now accepting rebels into your government?
Well, since I have accepted one into my house.
President Frankenstein has appointed my great-grandmother, Thomasina Paine, in view of her experience in the field, as the Minister for Domestic Security.
And I plan to deal very harshly with rebels. Anybody who is unhappy with happiness can go find someplace else to live.
Suppose I'll never learn my lesson. Should have shaken off my adolescence. To be so attractive, but now you're holding my emotions captive. Round and round we go again. I hear the record, I recognize your face. For the record, you put me back in the place. My head's in high school, you threw me back to the start. And I'm a little bit over, I still have a teenage heart. I got a teenage heart. Yeah, I got a teenage heart. I got a teenage heart. I got a... So how you been? Am I being too nosy? You know how to make a guy feel lonely. But you are...
Darling, the art of lovemaking takes two. Sometimes three or four, depending on how well you do at the crap tables.
Spy hard. A man
trips over the women piled up at his feet. But evil's lurking, so he's always on his guard. 'Cause if you're gonna spy, you better spy hard. Chips are beginning to fall. He wouldn't care if they kicked him and grabbed him and shot him and stabbed him and nailed both his ears to the wall. Facing death every day is a tough job for any man, but his hours are flexible and he's got dental plan. By the way, if you walked in late, allow me to reiterate the name of this movie is Spy Hard. They call it Spy Hard. You're watching Spy Hard.
Hey, hello, everybody. This is David Johansen from the mostly deceased New York Dolls, and you're with Little Steven in the Underground Garage.
When I say I'm in love, you best believe I'm in love, L-U-V. Looking for a kiss. Well, won't you tell me why those kids are moving so slow? Is it that they just don't have a place to go? When the day starts breaking, the sun is gonna shine. It's hard to sleep if I've been trying. And all the old ladies, they're all on their way to church. You're going to church? I beg you, will I be a lonely boy? I'm looking back to do a search. I keep on. When you say when I tell you got no time for fits, 'cause I just got to make it, can't afford to miss. If there's one reason I'm telling you this, I feel bad, bad, bad. I'm a looking for a kiss. Well, I'm a looking for a real hot kiss. Come on, kiss me. I'm a-looking for a kiss. When everyone's going to your house, they shoot up in your room. Most of them are beautiful, but so obsessed with gloom. I ain't gonna be here when they all get home. They're always looking at me, they won't leave me alone. I didn't come here looking for no fix. I know I've been howling on streets all night long. Just a looking for a kiss. I need a fix and a kiss. I need a fix and a kiss. I need a fix and a kiss. I'm looking for a kiss. I didn't come here looking for no fix. I know I've
just looking for a kiss.
We started that set with our coolest song in the world this week, Cracking Up from the Hoodoo Gurus. It is from their latest album, Purity of Essence, and it is an excellent album. Yes, it is from 2010, but time means nothing here in the Underground Garage, as you know. The band I just saw them with is the band on the album. Original members Dave Faulkner, who writes everything and sings most things and is a great guitar player. Brad Shepherd, the other original member, truly great guitar player and a good singer also. And Rick Grossman on bass from the Divinyls originally, but he's been with them now since the late 80s. And one of the great drummers I've seen in a long time, Mark Kingsmill. The band produced it with Charles Fisher and Ed Giant Stasium mixed it. Hello, Eddie. And it's on Sony, so you should be able to find it.
Lost in My World was The Outsiders out of Cleveland. You might have guessed that was a follow-up to Time Won't Let Me. Written and produced and vocals and guitar by Tom King. Chet Kelly also co-writing. 1966.
Teenage Heart. Wildlife's New One's Out. Out on Your Block is the album. Written by Dave Feldman and Sam Allen. Produced by Tuck Smith and Dan Dixon. Mixed by Jeffrey Sanoff. Get it from wickedcoolrecords.com.
I don't care what anybody says. I love Weird Al Yankovic. Who else could do justice to the fiend from Spy Hard?
I love any movie with Leslie Nielsen in it.
Looking for a Kiss, New York Dolls. David Johansen wrote that one. Todd Rundgren produced it. I think we got to hear the ending of that Spy Hard one more time. Going into the break. Hit it, Al.
They call it Spy Hard.
Seguimos despidiendo el fin de semana al ritmo que nos marca Little Steven. Estás escuchando en Rock FM el Underground Garage. En este ratito de radio, el guitarrista de Springsteen quiere charlar sobre uno de sus buenos amigos y también vecinos, por cierto, Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes. Ellos, y más concretamente Southside Johnny, fueron los encargados de desarrollar el conocido como sonido de la costa de Jersey. John Bon Jovi, por ejemplo, declaró en su día que Southside Johnny es su razón para cantar. Por la banda han pasado más de 100 músicos, de modo que tampoco es de extrañar que Little Steven pasara por allí y que además ejerciera como productor en algunos de los trabajos de la formación. Sonarán en el garage dentro de un momento, pero antes, uno de sus protagonistas nos hablará un poco más del grupo. Dale, Little.
Back in the early, mid-70s, somewhere in there, Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes changed the meaning of the word bar band. Up until then, the term was an insult. It was the bands that couldn't make it in the real music business, and all they could do was copy what was called the top 40. You know, the hits of the day on the radio. The bar band's job was to copy them as precisely as possible and play them for the crowd of drunks. 5 sets a night, and people would dance in those days to rock music. And Southside said, you know, that's cool, but we're going to do a little something different. And they started playing album cuts and doing different arrangements of songs and added horns to what was guitar-driven rock and roll, creating the synthesis of guitar-driven rock with R&B and soul music type horns. And that became the definition of a bar band. after Southside, you started seeing like reviews of Graham Parker and Mink DeVille and Huey Lewis and people like that. And they would call them bar bands, and they meant it in a good way.
I can't see you again. You sound Trailing Firefly.
Have we been trailing Firefly? Why, my partner, he's got a nose just like a bloodhound.
Really?
Yeah, and the rest of his face don't look so good either.
If I needed someone to love, you're the one that I'd be thinking of. If I needed someone, if I had some more time to spend, then I guess I'd be with you, my friend. If I needed someone, had you come some other day, then it might not have been like this. But you see, now I'm too much in love. Call your number on my wall, and maybe you will get a call from me. If I needed someone, if I had some more time to spend, then I guess I'd be with you, my friend. If I needed someone, had you come some other day, then it might not have been like this. But you see, now I'm too much in love. Call your number on my wall, and maybe you will get a call from me. If I needed someone.
Will you go to the opera with me tomorrow night, mademoiselle? While you make up your mind, let me remind you of the ladies of the Spanish court who always kept their pet apes by their side so that they themselves would look more beautiful.
Is your wit always turned against yourself, Monsieur Lautrec?
This is to assure you that in my case there will be no advances to repulse. I will ask for no more than an occasional handful of peanuts.
Coming on, it's
that the people do.
I don't know how it started.
All I know that when the beat brings the feel,
it's hard to get parted.
And then the music begins to play. Automatically you're on your way. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Well, you can talk for the hundredth time, for the monkey time.
Monkey time.
Do the monkey, yeah.
Monkey time.
Give me a big strong.
We started that set with a Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes record. You may have recognized it. Yeah, that old Stones track, Happy, from Exile on Main Street. And it's produced by Southside, and you can get it from SouthsideJohnny.com. A lot of good stuff on there.
Echo Softly from The Urges. The new album is Time Will Pass. Jim Walters wrote it, sings it, and produced it with Gavin Glass. Get it from theurges.bigcartel.com.
If I Needed Someone was The Beatles from Rubber Soul, written and sung by George and produced by George Martin. Out of Chicago came Major Lance. Yeah, that's the Impressions doing the background vocals because Curtis Mayfield wrote it. I thought he produced it too, tell you the truth. I'm seeing Carl Davis here. Credited. Fabulous record.
You know what that sound means. Take out your phone, open up the Shazam app, and Shazam us right now.
Now I have to face stupid reality again.
We want to thank the Seminole Hard Rock Cafes, Hotels, and Casinos worldwide. Been there with us from the beginning. Jimmy Allen and the gang. And our special thanks to the Seminole Native Americans. Coolest Indian tribe ever. Our new distributor is Sun Broadcast Group. I want to thank Ron Rivlin, who does the U.S., and Jessica D'Agostine. Radio Express does the international affiliates. So if somebody gets you a radio station for Christmas, call Ron or Jessica, and you can have this show and be the coolest cat on your block. You can get the Underground Garage app at iTunes or Google Play. You can go to facebook.com/undergroundgarage or undergroundgarage.com. You can tweet me at Stevie Van Zandt. Please don't do it if you're a twittiot. Yes, I had to make that name up. I'm lucky. I get more friends than not. And of course, if you're looking for any kind of fab gear, you know, vintage equipment or new stuff or anything having to do with guitars or keyboards or drums or anything having to do with rock and roll, you got to go to Andy Babuk's fabgear.com. Babuk is B-A-B-I-U-K, emphasis on the U-K. You can Shazam us during the coolest song or credits and win some stuff. And special thanks, of course, to Alan Freed. See you next week.
And that's the name of that tune.
Ciao, baby.
Nice ride.
Come back to Jersey, you moron!
That's entertainment.
Bueno, familia, llegamos al final del show de esta noche. Dentro de una semana volveremos a encontrarnos, si te apetece, a eso de las 10 de la noche en el Underground Garage de Little Steven. Yo soy Carlos Medina y ha sido un gusto acompañarte un domingo más por aquí y te deseo además una semana fantástica. Un abrazo. Buenas noches, familia. Buenas noches, Little.